Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. You know, the concept behind weekday meditation is that each of us are in desperate need of finding a time, no matter how long or short, where we can set aside and be still and be quiet. It's in great demand today. Most of our lives are running at a pace that doesn't allow for just the few moments of quietude and solitude. And this is designed to be an encouragement for you and for your friends and family as you share them. So today, as we prepare for a time of meditation, I want to read you some of the greatest lyrics I've ever heard in a song by Hillsong Starts and Ends. Listen to how it starts. My soul thirsts for things I can't explain. In my bones, a beckoning to pray. If my heart is a battleground, my defenses run both ways. The flesh is a beggar and thief, but there is a spirit man awakening me. This is what it's like for when we take the time and the Spirit of God speaks so loudly and clearly in our lives that we find it easier and easier to follow His direction. You know, when we as followers of Jesus took Christ into our life, one of the things that is just so amazing is how He left us the gift of God's Spirit. And that Spirit man is directing us. And even though our heart, our lives are a battleground for good and evil, for right and wrong, for godly versus nonsense, then we know that even though our defenses can run both ways, there's a spirit man awakening us today. So as we prepare to meditate, join me in this time of prayer. God, thank you that what you have led me to this morning is an awareness that I need you to awaken my spiritual soul. Lord, would you take my spiritual being today and let it be a shining light. Let it be an encouragement to others, and let it be an encouragement in my soul that I might walk with you and that I might live for you, walk in your footsteps all day long, that I might make wise choices. And Lord, thank you that you have awakened my soul even now. So as we prepare to listen to the Lord, let's take just a minute and quiet our soul. Maybe you need to pull off the side of the road into a parking lot or possibly get off of your treadmill. Maybe while you're on your walk, you could just stop and just listen for a moment. I want to give you just a couple of minutes where you might could just hear from the Lord. You might be in the middle of a lake somewhere and you might hear from the Lord. Maybe you're in the middle of an office where you can just shut down and you could hear from the Lord. What I know for certain is this, that when we make an attempt to hear the voice of God, whether it's through His prodding, His nudging, whether it's that sense that you feel inside your soul that you need to do something, and oftentimes even verbally, I ask you, matter of fact, I plead with you, don't miss the beauty of hearing God's call and answering it today. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in just a couple moments. Well, friend, listen, the rest of those lyrics in that first verse sound like this. When real life and peace won't make amends, when all these starts start feeling like these ends, like the world is unraveling and I'm bound to come undone, there is a shepherd, a priest, there is a comforter who comforts me. Friend, that is that spirit man, God's spirit alive in you. Listen to him today and walk with him today. God bless you. I'll see you back again tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.